Folks, I have not prepared a homily for you simply because I'm just worn out, and then the jet lag has been terrible both ways because of the events of my father's passing away, and so I just could not get myself to write anything. Wanted to share with you. Dad's passing away and all the events and what that means for me and all that and the blessing that I've discovered in these days. So you know, the day before I left, I told you that Dad was very frail and I didn't know how things would go. So I reached there on the 9th. It was early morning, about 4:30 or so, and my brother was there. He'd been there for about 20 days with mom and the caregiver. And I went straight to Dad, and he was just absolutely frail. He was so, so weak. But he didn't recognize me. We sat him up to eat something, and I gave him the sweetest kiss on his cheeks. And I said, "Dad, who is this?" And he said, "Father Satish," because my priesthood means so much to him. So, I mean, that made it all so worthwhile. But Dad was conscious throughout till the end. I mean, he would recognize me, recognize mom, and all that. In any case, my brother had booked his ticket to go back home the day I came, so he could join work just for a few weeks and then come back when I left. But he did not want to go, seeing how frail Dad was. So we told him, you know, "We are there, we'll take care of Dad, go." And he went very hesitatingly. He wanted to miss the train. He was hoping the train wouldn't come. It's a long trip home, about 36 hours. So he left, and then, so 9th was okay. 10th, he had the best meal he had had in a long time. But we had to be fed, spoon-fed, but he ate well. 10th night was okay. 11th morning, 5 o'clock, and I had not slept anyway, jet lag. Mom knocked at my door and said, "Dad is not doing well. Please come down." And I came down, and I have accompanied so many people in their last hours that I saw Dad, and I knew that this was it. My brother had reached there on the 11th morning at 3 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, he was getting a phone call from me saying, "If the family and you need to come back to see Dad again, this is the time to do it." So he barely reached home, and he booked the flight with his family to come back home. This was, as I said, about 5 o'clock. Meanwhile, Dad's brother close by, Dad's sister, they all came by. Dad wanted to spend his last hours at home. And so Mom and I decided that he's going to be home. He's not going to go to the hospital. But you know how it is when family's around you. So much pressure sometimes. And finally, I think we did the right thing. At about 8 o'clock, Mom and I decided that we should be taking him to the hospital. So we took him there, and we reached the emergency ward, and then finally to his room. Before we left to the hospital, I gave him the last rites. And I don't know how many times that I'm with people as I give the last sacraments here at the hospice or at home, and I tell people, "I want you to know how lucky you are, because you're getting the chance to say goodbye to your loved one in the name of Christ." And I said, I want you to know how lucky you are, because my parents live 9,000 miles away, and I do not know if I will have the opportunity to give the last sacraments to my own parents. And how fortunate, how blessed I was to give the last sacraments to my dad. So he was there in the hospital, and he was very unresponsive that day. But twice Dad opened his eyes, like ever so lightly. And I said, and I could see his pupils move, and I said, "Dad, we're at the hospital. Going to be all right, and I am here." And Dad would just so slightly just nod his head, because he knew that I was there, and then call Mom, and I made mom stand right in front of him and I said, mom, speak to him. And mom spoke to him and he recognized. And so twice this happened, and that was a very blessed thing for us. About noon, they gave him his antibiotics, stabilized him and all that, and but he couldn't get his pulse manually. Finally, I told all my relatives, you know, you've been here for a long time, go home, come back in the evening, because they all live close by. And so finally everybody left, and it was just mom and I. Mom was in the room. I had gone out to make a phone call telling people dad is not doing well, and I saw a nurse run and, you know, coming, and I knew something was wrong, and we came. And I was standing and right next to dad, and we started praying the Hail Mary. We prayed any amount of Hail Marys, and then dad took about 6 deep breaths. He was gone. So blessed that I could be there with dad, accompanying him. You know, I go home for 30 days in the entire year. What are the chances that I was there not only to give him the last sacraments, but to see, accompany him as he passed away? So a lot of blessedness in all of this. By the way, you crowd, you people are the people I feel most, I relate to. So I feel most emotional when I see you guys. So pardon my emotions at the moment. And so that was it. We had a funeral, and I'll talk more about it at dad's memorial mass. I don't know if you know this, but I have decided to have a memorial mass for dad on the 16th of February here at 9 o'clock. It's a Saturday, and I hope that you will join me as I honor my dad, and I hope that your presence will give me the comfort that I'm seeking. Mom, what about mom? That woman, I'll tell you. I don't know if I've told you this before, but, and I'm a priest who celebrates the Eucharist, right? So I'm saying this very, very consciously. My mom is my closest experience of God. So how's she doing? She's doing. But I think she's struggling. I'm having a very rough time. Not because I don't know where dad is, not because I lack faith, but I just miss him. Before he died, dad gave mom his wedding ring, and he wanted me to have it. So it's dad's wedding ring with mom's name inscribed on it, which is what mom gave to me. And I had a really rough time leaving home, and on the flight, it was terrible, but I knew that dad is with me. I knew that mom is with me. And so here I am. I'm going to ask you to be very patient with me. These days, I'm sure I'll screw up a million times. I'm sure I won't be my best, but please be patient with me, and I'll bounce back. I'll be okay. So mom is okay. My brother and I decided that she's not going to be alone a single day. So mom is going with my brother to his home, and we're going to take care of her. There are many people to take care of mom, but we are not going to let her be alone. Nursing homes are not common in India. They are rare, because culturally it's just different from it is over here. I'm not saying good or bad, it's just different. Children take care of their parents, and so we are going to hold mom. We're going to cover her with all the love, and we're going to take care of her. She's going to be in a very good place. I've asked her to come over here, and she said, this is in her plain English language, she says, I think I'll be a burden on you. What she really means is that she's going to tie me up. She knows that I have 2 parishes, and she'll tie me up. But I'm going to bring her some time and just spend a little time with her. So we're going to be all right. I want to express my most sincere gratitude to you. Over the last few years, months, and in these days, I have experienced so much love, so many prayers, so many good wishes, so much comfort that it's an unable. I don't have words to express how grateful I am to both the communities at St. Helen and here. In fact, one of the reasons I keep coming back here is simply that love that I experience with all of you. So I'm very grateful for all that you have done for me, for all the prayers. Please continue to pray for me, for my mom, for my family. And those of you who have lost somebody, you know what I'm going through. So I know I'm not alone. And that's why I said to you, I'm just worn out. From the time I got there, and then till Dad, after Dad passed away, the funeral, and if you have somebody who has died and you have the power of attorney, you know what that is like. All the bank work, all the paperwork, everything has to change. Not all of it is complete, but I did a lot with Mom. Not that I have the power of attorney, but my brother and I, we just kept going till we could do whatever we could do before I left. So I'm going to take a little time just to catch my breath and hopefully gain some energy back. Today's gospel reading is one of those passages that I rely on. See, Jesus says he presents himself as the herald of humanity, right? Jesus is the one who's come to set us free. He's the one who brings liberty to the captives, oppressed, freedom to the oppressed, and all that. Jesus is the herald of humanity. And I think that is who I'm relying on today. And that's who I'm inviting all of us to rely on. He is the one who opens our eyes. He's the one who sets us free. So this Jesus who in this Eucharist is here with us. See, I believe that the Eucharist is when heaven and earth unite, really. So all our beloved departed, they are at the Eucharist. All the ones that we have lost, they are with us because heaven and earth unite when we celebrate the Eucharist. So all the ones that you have buried and my dad, they're all here. And so I find comfort, and I hope you find comfort in that as well. Let's console one another, and I hope you'll join me on the 6th.